This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
May 16th is upon us, bringing freshness and joy into your entire being. It's a tough, big job. Somebody's got to do it, so I'm here to do it, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, on duty, ready to go, at it. We're not adrift, we're focused, right, Victoria? She's got the trending story for us at the moment. Focused!
Well, the weather is a big trending item. The entire Northeast and Mid-Atlantic had a pretty bad storm last night. It claimed at least two lives, and there are risks of flooding throughout the whole East Coast from southern Massachusetts down through Pennsylvania and into parts of Virginia. There are a lot of people left without power. There are trees down. There were several mini tornadoes, and there were the hail was, I don't know, Doug, if you got hail in Massachusetts, we got it.
I was driving around in this 4:30 yesterday afternoon, and it was like somebody had just taken a bucket and dumped
it. Yeah.
And the electricity on the farm, there was a lightning strike about maybe 150 feet from the house, and it so jolted the land that it popped the breakers on the electric service.
Wow.
And when I went down, when I got back here and found there was no power, went down and the breaker board was warm from where the heat of the surge.
Yikes. Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah, it was hot stuff. Hot stuff. Cleared off, though. It's actually quite a nice morning here.
Yeah, it rolled through pretty quickly, but
the hail
left a lot of damage. It was nickel to golf ball size hail, and the storms, the winds were really crazy too. The isolated tornadoes brought trees down. There are lots of cars that it will be filing for insurance claims. Some of the damage, the trees just squashed SUVs. The pictures are really horrific. And again, a lot of people still without power today. The flood concern is going to, they say that the flood concern is going to last pretty much for the rest of today, because in parts of southern New Jersey and Virginia, they got 4 to 8 inches of rain that happened sort of just in sort of, like you said, Doug, like a bucket got dumped on them.
Yeah.
And then there's some more rain heading our way over the next couple of days. So the sky got so dark so quickly.
Black.
That it really did. And the wind kicked up. I'm in New York City. The wind kicked up so quickly. I thought we were going to have a tornado in between the buildings here, which sometimes can happen. They had little mini tornadoes. But,
sucks the air literally is sucked out between the buildings.
Right, exactly. It's very freaky.
So Kara, what was it like? Hold on, let me just see if, Kara, what they got in Washington for weather yesterday. Wasn't it quite as heavy down there, was it, or was it?
Well, we had hail in Virginia. Luckily, I didn't get any of that. But it's been thundering and raining, like, for the past 2 days. Like, really loud thunders, like, shaking your entire house. So, it's been a little
scary. The time of year. The interesting, this is the time of year when these cold air masses collide with the warm air masses. And that's the stuff that gets created no matter where you are. Tornadoes.
Should I tell you it's sunny in 73 in Los Angeles?
Okay, wise guy. All right, what else you got, Victoria?
Well, of course, more drama with Meghan Markle's family. We're only we're actually 3 days away from the wedding now, which takes place on Saturday morning. And Thomas Markle, her father, had told TMZ yesterday, and apparently it got back to the palace, even though he didn't officially tell them, that he was not going to the wedding. Well, yesterday afternoon, he called TMZ and said he had a change of heart and that he wanted to go to the wedding after all.
Why did he call TMZ? What the hell have they got to do with anything?
I know.
Well, call your daughter.
Agent?
Yeah, exactly. TMZ apparently has been the one, they've been his outlet because he's in Mexico, and so he's been telling them what his plans are. Well, now it turns out he cannot, no matter what he wants wants to do. He can't go because this morning he's going to have open heart surgery. So he said apparently his two heart attacks that he's had over the last 2 months have done enough damage that he probably has to have a stent put in, and that he has some blockages that they said they have to clear out. Well, he said that Megan, has reached out to him. He has been in contact with her, and he said, "I hate the idea of missing one of the greatest moments in history and walking my daughter down the aisle, but he has no choice now."
What a grandstanding fool. That's all I can think of. Somebody who calls TMZ first. Did he call his daughter first?
Well, he said he has been in touch with her, and I think he wanted TMZ to know that.
I see. Okay.
Good. Yeah, but I don't get why he's in Mexico. I still don't understand that part of it.
He lives there, doesn't he? Live in Rosarito or something?
I guess Rosarito. Yeah, is that north? Where is that in Mexico?
Almost near the border.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's just he's going to be in a hospital down there having his surgery today. What is so bizarre?
Some of the other people who are in the family are in London. They have not been invited to the wedding. They are just going to do a morning show, call it the breakfast show on TV.
Is that her half-sister or something that's going to be doing
it? It's her half-brother's ex-wife and their two sons. So it's like her two half-nephews. It is just, oh my God.
I know this sounds terrible, but I'm just going to sleep. I'm going to sleep on Saturday morning. It's 4 in the morning.
Well, for you, it'd be super early.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 7 a.m., I guess, East Coast time is around the time when the vows will take place. That's kind of when everyone wants to tune in, so.
Not me.
You're not the audience. Everybody else is going to be
watching. I want to see the stars of Suits, that's all. The rest of it doesn't make any difference one way or another.
Are they even invited?
Yes, yeah, they're all invited.
There isn't going to be a red carpet. They're not doing interviews.
No, right. Red carpet at the wedding.
I don't know where they'll be seated in the church.
Really? They didn't tell you? They didn't call you and tell you?
Well, they have 1,200 people who are invited from the public from various charities that they are affiliated with. So I'm assuming they'll probably get choice seats.
Never assume anything. You know what that makes. You know that.
Okay.
Speaking of assumptions, North Korea has canceled the summit with the South, and they have said maybe we'll cut off the U.S. in conversation. Here we go with speaking of
this. It's actually starting.
There's a good combination, Kim Jong-un and Meghan Markle's father. That'd be a good pair.
Walk into a bar. What's the punchline?
Yeah. Dave Rodman's the bartender. Dennis Rodman. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dave Rodman was an old television reporter in Boston. North Korea canceled talks yesterday with South Korea. The reason they said was because there are Air Force drills going on practicing for a potential invasion of the North. So the diplomatic discussions that have been cool, calm, and collected now have been sort of put on the shelf, if you will. This is interesting because Kim Jong-un's commitment to denuclearization, backed up by satellite images that were published yesterday showing the dismantling of the nuclear testing site, that's underway.
But that's also a farce. They did that before and they just rebuilt.
Yeah.
I still don't buy any of this. I think they had so much nuclear stuff already stocked away that when they had this big explosion or implosion, like a Vegas casino that was outdated, and they had press there and the whole thing, they had already moved all the supplies to another spot, and then they rebuilt the place when talks fell apart.
I think he's testing to see what the response is going to be and how far he can push. Because I think he wants to go into that meeting and ask for $150 billion like Iran did. And then you have to, of course, figure out if you can trust but verify where if he is going to be really destroying his nuclear sites or if it's going to be for show. But I guarantee you he's still looking for a cash grab out of this. But I think he's looking to see how he can push, what the response is. This is all set up because these military drills happen every single year. And every single year he says the same thing. And every single year they continue on without incident, basically.
There you go. What's the latest on the death toll in Gaza, the Israeli border with Gaza down there? Was it 60, 70 people have lost their lives? And
it was 60 as of yesterday morning, and I think I heard another 2 or 3 people were killed yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, that continues. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are there. Are they not? Who else is there from the U.S.?
Steve Mnuchin.
Mnuchin. When is he going to learn how to change his spell? I call him Munchkin.
It's not Munchkin.
Munchkin. Oop, there's Victoria. Oh, God.
Munchkin.
The Munchkins. So there isn't a lot of that kind of stuff that has changed since yesterday. The story from Cincinnati this week that people will be talking about for a while, police officers looking for a teenager who was trapped in a van last month. They drove around the parking lot for 14 minutes and never got out of their patrol car. What's the significance of this?
This story is crazy. Hmm. After we remember we talked about this when it happened. I guess it must have been 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
3 or 4 weeks ago. And this poor kid, just to recap if people don't remember, but this poor kid was in a minivan that he got trapped under one of those, like, automatic closing seats.
Right.
He called 911. He made a connection with 911. I guess the person couldn't fully understand him, but dispatched police officers to his school's parking lot where he said his van was parked. And then 15 minutes later, he managed to call them again. But at that point, I guess he was really running out of oxygen. It was compressing his lungs. And so that call didn't really help any. But these cops, they did an internal investigation. The cops drove around for 14 minutes. They never even passed his van, and they never got out of the car. But first of all, the parking lot wasn't that big. How do you not stop and search every single van? How do you not look into every van? I don't understand that. These poor parents that said yesterday or the day before that they were hoping to get some answers from this, and they have none.
Well, what answer are they going to get? The police did an incompetent job, and then the people who are pro-police will say, oh, well, you're just this is most whatever, and they go on into that
same rattle. I don't even know how people who can be this. I don't know. This is just. They're just
bad
stupid.
Training and not hiring good people. That's what
laziness. You don't get out of the car.
Yeah. Well, there's not much you can add to it other than making the observation of what they did and didn't do. And that's so. If you criticize them, people say, "Oh, there you always criticize the police." They deserve to be criticized in this circumstance,
right? In this story.
And if you can't hold them up. To be better than, remember, police ought to be, and people expect them to be, better than the average bear. Better than, smarter than, more capable than. That's just the expectation. And if you can't put people on the force who are like that, you see, the whole problem here is that we don't pay people. We have too many police. They are not well enough paid, and they are not well trained. They need to be much better educated, much better trained, and much better paid. Then you get some the good easily are separated from the bad. In this circumstance, they just, these guys have been on the force for 32 years or whatever else you get. And so the kid's dead still for no really good apparent reason. Let me give you a good reason to go to the website toploss.com. Toploss.com. On a diet? Want to lose weight? Want to keep your energy up? You want to support your body? Use Calitren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren's essential active ingredient is collagen. Collagen is 20% of your body's weight. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. And once you're in your 20s, get older than Kara, you start to lose the collagen. You need to supplement it. And that's why it's so hard to lose weight, because people are not supplementing the things that are necessary to support their body. That's why it's so hard to lose weight. No adverse effects, because there's nothing in this that's going to be bad for you. No stimulants, no caffeine, none of that stuff. Nutrients for your body. Lose the weight. Toploss.com. Get 10% off the free. Well, this is a kind of complicated formula, but it really isn't. You order 3 bottles, you pay for 2, and you get 10% off those 2. How's that? Check the box for DJV when you order. The best way to lose weight. It's called Calitren. Calitren. Toploss.com. The code DJV for a special deal.
Mm-hmm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Time now, 23 and change after the hour on the DJB show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, our television expert. Victoria Keelan is our technology expert. Kara Schillen is our expert when it comes to everything. So let's get to what I watched last night on television. I have taken to taking Daisy May out for walks after it gets dark.
And ooh, she's evening constitutional.
That.
I enjoy
yes,
that.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And she ran around so much on Sunday that she could hardly move on Monday, but yesterday she was full of vigor and vitality again. So I really didn't pay much attention to the television last night. There was one thing, NCIS, that I don't understand quite how they've done this. Maybe you can explain. The season was supposed to be over when Pauly Perrette's character left the show, but now they brought another show on last night that was kind of a non sequitur, even though they made reference to Pauly leaving, what was her name, Abby, on the show. And then they have another episode next week to finish off. That's the number one show on TV, and it is on the most. It has the most episodes of any of the TV show. It starts the first week of the season in September and goes through every week until the last week in May. Maybe that's because they're milking it for as much as they can get. It's very consistent in terms of ratings, but that's all I saw. Anybody have anything to add to any other overview of...
I think I just watched the Dodgers lose last night. Reason I say I think is because they were losing when I left it. Imagining that they didn't come back, but who knows, maybe they did.
All right, what is on tonight then, Jennifer?
Well, speaking of sports, the NBA playoffs are tonight on TNT. They're the Western Conference Finals. That's at 9 o'clock Eastern time on TNT. A couple of other shows to tell you about. NBC tonight has Inside the Royal Wedding, Harry and Meghan, if you've got wedding fever. Hoda and Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show are hosting that on location in Windsor. Psyjinx is new. It's a series premiere on the Science Channel. It's hosted by Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory and Roseanne. He hosts this show that uses scientific experiments and technical tactics to pull off practical jokes on unsuspecting people. That's at 10 o'clock on the Science Channel. Then some season finales to tell you about. We'll start with ABC. The Goldbergs and Alex Inc. are new tonight at 8 o'clock. Modern Family's season finale is tonight at 9, followed by American Housewife. And the season 2 finale and maybe series finale of Designated Survivor, although ABC said they're canceling it, but now they might find a new home with Netflix. So there is still hope for Designated Survivor fans. CBS's new Survivor tonight, CLT at 9.
You know what? That's a really interesting and intelligent thing. Netflix knows that there is a deliberate following for this show. It's well done, well produced. That would make very good sense. Although I would have thought maybe another network might have picked it up. But that's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh?
I'll tell them that you like the idea.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. CW is new tonight with the season 2 finale of Riverdale. The Originals is new tonight after that at 9. Fox has a new Empire and Star starting at 8 o'clock. NBC's Blacklist, their season 5 finale, happens tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by Law & Order Special Victims Unit and, of course, that Royal Wedding special at 10 o'clock on NBC.
Tonight, the ASCAP Foundation, American Society for Something with Music, and the Library of Congress putting on the 10th edition of their annual We Write the Songs event. It's staged annually to commemorate the foundation's donation of a lot of musical artifacts to the library a decade ago. It's going to be held at the Coolidge Auditorium at the Library of Congress. Over the years, the ASCAP collection at the library has grown significantly, giving Americans access to materials like photos and documents and lyric sheets, letters, other archives from the world of music. The event, hosted jointly by the Library of Congress's Carla D. Hayden Foundation and the ASCAP Foundation. The event also included performances by several leading songwriters. The person who wrote Mariah Carey's We Belong Together, Mary J. Blige's Be Without You, a fellow named Jonta Austin, is that right?
Sounds right.
Yeah, right. And then Brandi Clark, who wrote some songs, Mike Love, Jason Mraz, Suzanne Vega, and then...
And also your favorite, Michael McDonald.
But I didn't even read it.
I know, you love him.
Him in. Yeah. Stand again. Yeah, what an annoying show. Anyway.
The biggest mumbler of all time?
What an annoying. Ruined more good groups than you can think of. Anyway, so that's an event. You took great pleasure in that, didn't you?
I
love that chuckle of yours. Makes all of the other stuff that is annoying go away. Whether it's me, whoever it is. Not her, I'm just saying
why
annoying.
Why did you ruin everything?
I know, right?
All right, celebrate with us, 29 past the hour.
The intention of consequences is to teach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great, expect a lot, and give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my 4 C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with One call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771. Now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Of May, you're listening to the DJV program, brought to you magnanimously by me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're into the events of the day. National Biographers Day today, in fact, commemorating the anniversary of the first meeting of Samuel Johnson and his biographer James Boswell in London, May 16th, 1763. And then it has come to honor all biographers. If you don't know, remembering from junior high school what a biography is, it's a written account of another person's life. Poets, literary critics, editors. Johnson was a biographer along with being all those other things. According to Johnson, the best biographers were those who ate, drank, and lived in social intercourse with the person about whom they write. If they were, if that were, of course, the truth, best biography would have been an account of the life of Richard Savage, son of the Earl Rivers, which was published in 1744. Applying the same rule, Scots-born James Boswell met his friend Samuel Johnson at a bookshop near Covent Garden. 30 years later, he published The Life of Johnson, which became the most celebrated English biography. How many of you ever have even read or heard of these people? Raise your hands, please, and say yes.
Heard of, don't think I've read, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do not think, yeah, don't think I've read, I definitely don't think I've read The Life of Johnson. Have you?
From teaching, well, I remember I was an English teacher for 4 years on the
junior high school
level.
Did you read it?
Well, I'm going to some of the biographies that I did read, and the people who I was, I suppose, associated with were people that whose name I recognized. Samuel Johnson was never somebody that I paid attention to, and so no, the answer is I have not. And don't have much interest in, didn't then, don't now. I think there are some people around. There are people who have fascinating lives to tell, stories to tell, and they go back, you know, basically you could say the Bible is a biography of the New Testament is a biography of Jesus, in a manner of speaking. The Old Testament could be in part a biography of Moses. There are plenty of biographical overviews of people from that era that are in that book. And then you look at other things that have been written in the ages, and most of them have been about people and their insertion into the events of the time. So you can make an argument that most, I don't know that today we can have that as a rule, but I think most of the things that have been passed down through the millennia have been stories about people. Have they not? When you think about it, think about the things that you read. They, even if they weren't about real people, think about Shakespeare's works and what the real focus was about the people of the time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So anyway, Biographer's Day. So speaking of writers, best-selling author Tom Wolfe has passed away. People in the news. He died at the age of 88, known for his fiction and nonfiction books like Bonfire of the Vanities, The Right Stuff. These are books that were turned into movies and therefore, I think, probably better known by the public. Wolfe was the creator of what is called New Journalism, a style that combined traditional reporting and immersive writing. You know what immersive writing is? Digging in, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting how much of this stuff has escaped or is escaping what students are learning in school these days about writing, about reading, about thinking. In a story, his agent told the Wall Street Journal that he's not just an American icon. He was a huge international literary, he had a reputation of almost being bigger than life. But he, in real life, was very modest. And it kind of reminds me of the fellow, and I can't remember his name. I can see him. Wrote the Spencer novels. What is that guy's name? I came across, he's from a New Englander. I don't remember. But anyway, the point is that a lot of people are not, all authors are not like Stephen King. People tend to want to attribute to anybody who becomes famous, they want them to be bigger than life people, and oftentimes they aren't, frankly. Whether they're writers, whether they're actors, you know, people who become well-known are not necessarily people who welcome that. There are some people who want to exercise their craft, but they want to keep to themselves. And I think Wolfe was one of those people.
I think J.K. Rowling started out like that, too.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, she was sort of thrust into this, such a huge platform that she's now become, you know, it's sort of forced her to
bigger
do a lot
than
of other
life.
Things. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Right, whether she wants to be or she doesn't want to be. Okay, let's see. Another person in the news, Delphine Gibson, passed away at the age of 114, Pennsylvania. Remember, we talked last week about Delphine. Now, the honor of the oldest person in the U.S. goes to Leslie Brown of Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 113 years old, according to the
German. A close second.
Yes, yeah. Right. Born was Brown. Good, Doug. Brown was born. Say that 100 times fast. Brown born September 22nd, 1904. Thomas, Theodore Roosevelt was the president, but think about this for a minute.
Wow. What has she seen?
Wilbur and Orville Wright and the first plane. As she moved to Ohio in 1922, her 88-year-old daughter, Verlene Wilson, says her mother has five children, three of whom are still living, 24 grandchildren, 44 great-grandchildren, 26 great-great-grandchildren. The fellow who runs the Gerontology Research Group says that there are 36 people in the world who are at least 112 years old, oldest of them being 117-year-old Chiyu Mayako in Japan.
117? That's nuts.
90% of these super centenarians are women. Damn it. Seven of the world's oldest people live in our country.
That is surprising to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you always hear about these blue zones, you know, in other places around the world. And the blue zones are where the oldest people live. And they're usually some sort of, except for Japan, they're always some sort of indigenous area.
Yeah.
But to have 12 of them here, that's
Robert Young is the director of the Gerontology Research Group. He says that our bodies are designed to live up to 120 years old. I remember studying this when I was in college, and the botanist and biologist who taught the course said that our bodies were actually able to live, or we are designed to live up to 145 years. So who wants to live that long?
That's a long time.
You live that long if you, it isn't really, I mean, it's just really a drop in the history.
I know, but I guess if you're well, that's fine. That would be great.
Yeah. Health.
Right?
Is the key. Yeah, right, of course. You want to live to be, if you're healthy, then hello, that's a good thing. But anyway, I thought it was interesting for us to note that there were some of the common factors for those who get old. They're usually self-directed individuals. That means they like to do things themselves. Bessie Cooper of Monroe, Georgia, lived to be 116. She chopped down her Christmas tree when she was 86.
Apparently every year she did it until she was 86. That's pretty formidable.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
That's and a tough check. I like it.
What they say, super centenarians have, is that how, centenarians.
Centenarians.
I left out a syllable there.
Yeah.
A syllable. They have regular sleeping schedules through their lives. An average of 7 hours a night. Aha! So that brings us around to understanding how aging affects your sleep. And basically, that sentence says it all. If you are not getting 7 hours of good rest every night, your chances of living to be 120 to 140 just went out the window. Kaput! Just like that. Getting a good night's rest, according to polls of people who have been asked these questions, the same amount of nighttime sleep, but the quality of the sleep. If you're in bed for 7 hours and not getting good quality sleep, it's not worth much. That's why you need a MyPillow. MyPillow will help you and people in your family to sleep well every single night. Get a great night's rest. Jennifer and Victoria was telling a story about what they do with their pillows, wash them. Dry them. How often do you do that, though? How often is it necessary to wash and dry the pillow?
I don't know how often it's necessary, but I like to put my pillow in the washer and dryer at least once every month or so.
Really? Isn't it? It's kind of like changing the sheets, how great it feels to have clean sheets. Well, having a clean pillow and a great clean pillow case is equally enjoyable. So if you want to get that 7 hours a night, get the pillows that you need and want at the root. The people who make them at MyPillow, 1,500 folks in that factory in Minnesota. The idea here is that we have an American-made product that's better than anything else you can possibly find to get a good night's rest, live a long and healthy life. What is it? Live long and prosper. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning, get a better night's rest. Guarantee yourself a great night's rest with the pillows made in the USA. This is a 10-year warrantied product, 60-day guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. You will, though, get a better night's rest with MyPillow at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. You pay half price for everything in the catalog. That's code DJV at MyPillow.com.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Hi, sports time. Jen, Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
Is working her magic at the
WWE, and she's definitely on the fast track. Apparently, she's outperformed expectations under the extreme pressure. She delivered a great performance at her wrestling debut at WrestleMania 34. So it may not come as a huge shock, then, that will likely be her second career match. Ronda Rousey will have a chance to become the Raw Women's Champion. Now, the decision to grant Rousey a title shot so soon will surely be a little polarizing among WWE fans. They like it when you have to work for it. But the WWE announced at NBC Universal's Upfront that Rousey will face Raw Women's Champion Nia Jax at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view event on June 17th in Chicago. Nia Jax informed Rousey that she has an obligatory title defense at Money in the Bank and she wants to face Rousey. But Ronda Rousey initially deferred the opportunity to the other women on the roster. She said, "It's a huge honor. I appreciate it, but I've only had one match, and there's other women that deserve the title shot before me." Charlotte Flair encouraged her to accept the challenge, and Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey then shook hands to make the match official. She repeatedly said prior to WrestleMania she didn't want to receive special treatment, and a title match in her singles debut is not quite ordinary, but she did steal the show at WrestleMania. Of course, it's a big name, and the WWE knows a good branding opportunity. So we'll see. Money in the Bank is coming up. We'll see how she can perform.
All right, sports betting announced yesterday. Mark Cuban, Victoria, looks like he's ready to jump on that opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Mark Cuban is 100% pro sports betting. He actually thinks that the value of sports franchises will skyrocket with legalized betting in place. And he said once they figure out all the logistics, it might get down to a very, very low cost to handle the transaction of a bet. And he said it might be integrated into other things. So we could be watching ESPN, taking bets through the television or through online, and which is part of the viewing experience, and he thinks it's going to change the economics of franchises. He also said that 10 years from now, he said the whole realm of how we do things is going to be different, and he said he believes that baseball, especially as the sport he highlighted, is going to receive a huge boost from the infusion of gambling. He said, if you just imagine it, betting on every plate appearance, every pitch, beer, ballpark, franks, and betting. Baseball becomes real again,
he
says.
It's going to be good for radio, too, I think, in terms of how people learn how to do this. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or caller order line 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It is 53 past the hour now on the DJV show, Tech Talk time. Victoria is going to go through a couple of different items that are important as you go shopping. For example, if you're going to Amazon Go stores, here's something. I'm betting this is going to come to Whole Foods and other stores that they own as well. What do you think?
It could be. Well, the Amazon Go store is the store that started in Seattle as that sort of experiment, and it's the cashierless store. So you have the app, you walk in, and everything that you put in your basket, you walk right out, and it just zaps your app and your account, and you're good to go. And so this is sort of like the store of the future. It became so popular in Seattle, they had lines around the block. It just really, and it worked. All the technology worked. People were really, really happy with it. And so now they're opening two more. One in San Francisco and one in Chicago. And they are going to expand beyond that as soon as those two stores, when they get some data in, because Amazon is really big on analyzing data before they make a huge move. And so as soon as they get the data and they analyze all of that, I think we are going to start seeing these stores open on a permanent basis. These are pop-ups right now, but I think we'll start to see them very, very soon open in major markets, which is exciting because, you know, I don't like to interact with anybody. So, like, this is for me. I know you don't like that, Doug, but And, like, this, to me, is just fabulous. I love
fabulous.
It.
Fabulous. It's fabulous.
And so they even have gotten the cashiers or the app. They even check ID for wine. So very, very cool. Yep.
Robots take over the world.
Robots.
Twitter announces new security breaches and what to do to keep your information safe next year.
The Geek Out.
Twitter announced to all 300 million of its users to immediately go and change their password to their Twitter account. The social media company announced that they found out that the process intended to encrypt and hide user passwords actually was resulting in a file in plain text. Now, Twitter insists there's no evidence of a hack or misuse of the file, and that the advisory was just simply a preventative measure. But this is also a good time to remind everybody to always do two things. Turn on two-factor verification when it's offered by a service, Twitter does it, and to stop using the same password across all your social media accounts. If you need instructions on how to change your Twitter password, we've put those instructions at the Geek Out.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right, working with more transparency and higher accountability, and reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
All right, back to more technology. Facebook suspending some apps. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is after the whole Cambridge Analytica scandal that Facebook went through and is still dealing with, that those apps that were attached to Facebook, if you did certain quizzes and things like that, they're the ones who leaked all the data, and there was data breaches. And so now Facebook has suspended over 200 apps with suspicions of misusing user data. Now, again, what this means is these apps are taking your information and they're selling them to third parties. They're not supposed to do that, but they are. They're selling the data, and so Facebook is really trying to crack down on this. They've been getting away with this for a long time. So if you go onto Facebook on your mobile Facebook app and you notice that some of the other apps within Facebook are no longer there, that's why. It's because they've been misusing your data, and Facebook has kind of not policed this well. This is yet another thing that Mark Zuckerberg says. They're investigating all the apps. There's a huge amount of information that's out there, and they say they're trying their best to rein it all in, but it's frustrating. If you're a consumer or if you're a user of Facebook, you just don't know where your information is now. It's floating out there in the ether. It's scary.
Speaking of frustrating, the end of net neutrality schedule for the 11th of June, FCC says that the new rules repealing net neutrality protections set to take effect 30 days from now, June 11th. The Republican-led FCC, along party lines, remember, repealed net neutrality. This is one of those things. I say the same thing each time we talk about this. This is a bad deal for people who live in rural areas, i.e. farmers, people who are responsible for the food supply, getting screwed 35 ways from Sunday. There are 20 states that have filed a lawsuit to stop it, but so far that's not what's happening on June 11th. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.